The views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. Longevity's line of nutritional supplements is the product. And Dead Doctors Don't Lie is the show. This is the show dedicated to helping you understand how to use nutritional supplements, how to use the Longevity line of nutritional supplements for your good health and longevity. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We want to get you off your prescription drugs and get you on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach and all the good folks at Longevity. Thank you so much for being here. I am pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplementation where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. But of course, it needs the raw materials to do its work. The raw materials we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation. There's no way we can be healthy without understanding the basics of nutrition, and there's no way today that we can be healthy without including nutritional supplements into our daily regimen. Now, nutritional supplements are not a panacea, they're not a cure-all, but they're a critical adjunct to good health. You need to make sure that you've got your diet done correctly, that is proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, fiber, minerals, and then your trace nutrients, B vitamins and minerals, as well as accessory nutrients like digestive enzymes, for example. But you also have to make sure that you're supplementing your diet, and I know of no better program than Longevity. Longevity provides you with all of the basics and all of the extras as well. The basics, of course, protein, fats, carbohydrates, fiber, vitamins in terms of fat-soluble vitamins and water-soluble vitamins, as well as minerals, and then the extras, such as Longevity's Flora FX and Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes, and, of course, the all-important Pig Pack. If you have any disease state, probably there is something underlying in terms of diet and nutrition. And the message here is that you do not have to suffer from disease if you understand the basics of good nutrition. Let's start off with protein. When it comes to protein, you want to make sure you've got half a gram to a gram of protein per pound of body weight every day. If you weigh 150 pounds, we're talking about 75 to 150 grams of protein a day, far above what the recommended daily allowance is. That is about 2 to 3 scoops of Nature's Whey or Biolumin Living Essence or Nightly Essence every day. A piece of chicken will give you about 25 grams of protein. An egg has about 7 grams of protein. So you can supplement your Nature's Whey or your Biolumin Living Essence or Nightly Essence with some eggs or some chicken, perhaps a piece of fish every day. What you'll find is you'll be craving carbohydrates far less. You'll be craving sugars far less, and you'll find that you have more energy. The best way to start the day is with protein. If you start the day with sugars or carbohydrates, and that includes cereal and bagels and perhaps toast or potatoes, if you start the day with your carbohydrates, you'll find that you don't have as much energy as if you start the day with some pure protein, like the Nature's Whey. Secondly, you have to make sure that you're getting enough fat in your diet. Please don't ever say you're on a low-fat diet. You need the appropriate amount of fat, and that is good fats in terms of essential fats, essential fatty acids, like the kind that you get in Longevity's Ultimate EFA plus E. Good fats mean omega-3 and omega-6. There's two main kinds of omega-3, so all in all, you need 3 kinds of fats, from fish, from flax, and then something like evening primrose or barrage oil for your omega-6s. You'll find your skin is better, you'll find you have more energy, and you'll find that you're craving fatty foods far less. In fact, craving fatty foods is actually a sign of fat deficiency. Dry skin is another sign of fat deficiency, and for women, menstrual cramps is also a sign of fat deficiency. If you suffer from dry skin if you're craving fatty foods. If you're a woman and you have menstrual cramps, chances are you are suffering fat deficiency. And by the way, fat deficiency also includes deficiencies in fatty vitamins, vitamins A, D, E, and K. The fat system of the body is what triggers the growth of proteins. Bone is one of the main proteins in your body, so osteoporosis can be caused by fat deficiency. In fact, if you're worried about osteoporosis, if you're worried about bone fragility, if you're elderly and you're worried about hip fractures or fracturing bones, please rest assured, you don't need to worry about calcium as much as you should be concerned about making sure that you get enough essential fatty acids and fatty vitamins. In fact, in this country, we get more calcium than any other country in the world, and we have the highest rates of osteoporosis of any country in the world as well. And that ought to tell you something right there. And by the way, if you're worried about calcium, if you're thinking about getting your calcium, the best place to get your calcium in terms of your diet is from green leafy vegetables and from greens like wheatgrass or barley grass or spinach or kelp. All these are wonderful sources of calcium. And then, of course, you have to make sure that you're getting enough carbohydrates. Not the wrong kinds of carbohydrates, mind you, the right kind of carbohydrates. I'm not a big believer in what they call the low-carb diet. You need to make sure you're getting the right carb diet. The right carbs, of course, are vegetables. Not necessarily fruits. You do need a little bit of fruits on a daily basis, but not as much as people think, and your fruits should be raw, not processed fruits. What you really need to be doing is eating lots and lots and lots of vegetables. Vegetables not only provide you with minerals, they also provide you with enzymes as well as cofactors that help other nutrients work. We need about a pound of vegetables for every 50 pounds of body weight. Then we need to make sure we're getting enough fiber. Need about 45 to 60 grams of fiber a day. Most folks get around 5 grams of fiber. Fiber comes in soluble formats and insoluble formats. The best place to get your fiber is from vegetables. So by eating your vegetables, not only will you be getting the right carbohydrates, but you'll also be getting your fiber too. And then, of course, you need to be drinking enough clean, pure water. Distilled is the best. Making sure you get your vitamins and minerals and then trace nutrients, and you've got yourself a well-rounded nutritional program. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to Longevity's Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552, toll free. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. Don't go away. We're coming back right after this break on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewables, and besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information, or to order, call your Longevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Longevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
We'll be right back.
1080 is your priority line number, 888-379-2552. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. We want to help you understand how to use nutritional supplements, especially the Youngevity line of nutritional supplements. So we're taking your calls, 831-685-1080, 888-379-2552. I'll be sitting in for the next hour, as I always am, with my good buddy, Doug Winfrey. Hey, Douglas.
How are you, sir?
What's going on today?
Well, not much. I've got a CNN story here where they talk about several herbs and spices that actually have been found to have health benefits.
Are they talking about my favorite?
It is one of the last ones they talk about. They start out talking about oregano. They say that it is used in food preservation, but is concentrated oregano extract to prepare meals can actually help destroy Listeria bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
It also has phenols, which are an antioxidant,
mm-hmm.
and it helps destroy the cell membranes of bacteria.
And it tastes great in spaghetti sauce.
It is good in spaghetti sauce.
You know, that's a good point, though, that you bring up. Anytime you have one of these spicy herbs that kills bacteria, you're talking about not just a powerful adjunct to just nutrition in terms of just adding to your diet or adding into foods, but you also got something that you can put right on cuts and right on scrapes. In fact, oregano oil is great for cold sores.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay.
I just thought I'd add that in.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
You don't mind.
No, not at all. I just you were going on and then stopped sort of suddenly. So.
No, oregano oil, actually you can dab it on essential oil, and I think Youngevity's got a what's the essential oil line?
Ancient Legacy.
Yeah, there's an oregano oil product in the Ancient Legacy that you can actually use to dab on cold sores, especially right when you feel that cold sore coming. A lot of times when people get cold sores, they'll feel a little tingle. If you add a drop of oregano oil or put a drop of oregano oil on that area where you feel that little tingle, you may not even get the cold sore.
That's good to know.
Good to know.
And especially for people that have that chronically, because I know it can be a bad thing. They also talk about cinnamon. They say that it actually affects cholesterol, triglycerides, yep. and glucose transport.
Exactly. Cinnamon, and tastes great too. Cinnamon is
great
for
on rolls, cinnamon rolls, yeah.
Yes. No, Douglas. You can always throw in that stuff. No, but actually, if you made some cinnamon rolls with stevia, or if you made your cinnamon rolls with xylitol, something that was a sweetener that didn't affect your insulin, then put lots of cinnamon on top of it, not only would you have a tasty little treat, but you'd also have, ironically, a tasty little treat that helped control your blood sugar.
That would be very good.
Isn't that interesting?
That would be good. They also talk about ginger, and they say that concentrated forms of ginger can help reduce osteoarthritis-related knee pain.
And guess what is
an anti-inflammatory.
Guess what else ginger is good for? It's great for hangover, and it's great for nausea.
Really?
Yep, chewing on ginger root or a little bit of ginger
just
tea.
Regular,
you know about ginger ale, right?
Yeah, just the regular ginger root that you find at the grocery store?
Exactly. You get a piece of ginger root, and you just kind of chew. It's very strong, so you don't want to chew on too much of it, but you take a little piece of it and kind of just gnaw on it, and it's great for nausea, great for morning sickness, and as I say, it's also great for the nausea that comes with a hangover as well. You've probably heard of drinking flat ginger ale, right? For nausea.
I drink ginger ale just for the sake of drinking ginger.
Well, for nausea.
No, I've never really used it for that. I have heard that, but I just have generally not used
it
for that.
It's the ginger content.
Really? They actually use real ginger. It's just not some flavoring.
I think they used to, anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, raw ginger root, if you get a piece of raw ginger root at the health food store, you can kind of chew on it and help soothe your stomach.
Sounds good. Also, let's not forget your favorite.
My favorite.
And that would be turmeric.
Turmeric.
And they found that is actually helps reduce, because of the rates of Alzheimer's disease is low in India, they think that eating this in your diet may actually help to stave off getting these kinds of disorders, and it may actually be linked to preserving mental function.
Yes.
It's also an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and a cholesterol-lowering compound.
Don't forget that it also helps stimulate bile, so it helps improve digestion. It's one of those plant materials that you can take if you're having digestive problems, especially if you're having fat problems, because it helps stimulate bile metabolism, bile secretion. It also helps with sugar metabolism, as cinnamon does, so it's great for diabetics. One of the most important things about turmeric, as far as I'm concerned, is it shows an ability to help inhibit the HIV virus, which means it's got some antiviral properties as well. And I know of one study that talks about it having the ability not to prevent, but actually to reverse cancer, precancerous mouth lesions, actually, according to this study. And that has to do with its ability to improve antioxidant activity in cells. One of my favorite herbs, actually, probably my favorite herb. All right, we're going to talk more about the nutrition and healthcare strategies when we come back from this break. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey, and you're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
Hello, Judy DeVilbiss here. If I could only afford to get one product out of everything, that product would be the Ultimate Classic. It has the vitamins, the minerals, the bioflavonoids, it even has grapeseed extract. The one product that would give you just about everything under the sun you would need for a perfect nutritional program would be the Ultimate Classic. By the way, people that are on the go, it's very, very hard to take the liquids with them when they go on their trip to get their supplements in every day. Well, you know something? You can use the Ultimate Daily Tablets and the Mineral Capsules. When I'm going on a trip, if I have enough room, I just take the two bottles with me. If not, just use a little baggie and take a couple of daily doses with you. It's very simple. It's very easy. There's no mess, no fuss, no refrigeration. Just take your capsules, take your tablets, and you're finished for the day.
To order these products, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
All right, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio show. Thanks for being here, America. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, sitting in today for Dr. Joel Wallach, developer of the Youngevity line of nutritional supplements. This is the show dedicated to helping you understand nutritional supplements. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free. We're talking about some alternative strategies for good health. We were mentioning turmeric before we went to break, and I have to say, I've been doing herbal pharmacy for a lot of years, Doug. In fact, when I graduated pharmacy school, that was the first thing that I did, was start to tincture herbs and create herbal formulas. And that's kind of how I got into working with alternative medicine from being a young pharmacist. So I'm a big believer in using herbal medicine. However, there are no diseases caused by an herb deficiency, just like there's no disease caused by a pharmaceutical deficiency. But almost every disease we suffer from is based in nutritional deficiency. So the core of any health program has got to be nutrition first. That having been said, there's wonderful things that you could do with herbal medicine. For example, we talked about turmeric and we talked about cinnamon. One of the most important forms of herbal medicine is not really herbal medicine at all, but it's actually fungal medicine. You ever hear of fungal medicine?
Yeah, I have. They've actually been doing a lot of research. I recall there was a study done in Britain a couple of years ago that they found a mushroom that they find in the Black Forest. It has some beneficial health effects.
Especially in the Orient as well. They've been using mushroom medicine for a lot of years. Mushrooms form a class of compounds called adaptogens. And adaptogens are a real neat idea. Real neat concept when it comes to medicine, because adaptogens help your body adapt in the sense that if you're feeling tired, an adaptogen can kind of speed up your metabolism, and if you're feeling jittery, an adaptogen can slow up your metabolism. If your immune system is a little sluggish, an adaptogen will speed it up, and if your immune system is hyperactive, an adaptogen will slow it down. So the adaptogenic herbs, the adaptogenic plants, actually have a wisdom built into them. They kind of know what your body needs. They help stabilize it, moving it up or down accordingly, whatever is required. One of the classic adaptogenic herbs is ginseng, and I know we use ginseng in a lot of the longevity products, but mushrooms as well have an adaptogenic property too. Reishi mushrooms, maitake mushrooms. In addition, reishi mushrooms and maitake mushrooms are super powerful for the immune system. And they're great for your skin as well. You can actually make yourself a little mushroom mask to help stimulate your skin's immunity. Grind up mushrooms and put a little bit of oil in there and kind of make a paste, and you can use it as a nice anti-aging mask to help stimulate skin immunity and protect you from environmental damage. So plant material can go a long way towards keeping you healthy, not in the same league as nutrition, but they can still go a long way towards keeping us healthy.
You know, speaking of the mushrooms and the fungi, if you're going to use, say, one of these for a mask, wouldn't it probably be best to go and buy the mushrooms somewhere rather than if you think you can go out and find them in the world? The reason why I bring that up is locally here, we recently had a whole family of six that went out wild mushroom picking, and they ended up getting some of the ones that are in the same class as the death caps.
What happened?
And two of the people died, and two are still in very, very serious condition.
You absolutely do not want to pick your own mushrooms.
You can get the same toxic effects by just putting it on your skin as opposed to eating. Is that
absolutely you could. Absolutely. In fact, you could get a lot of the poisons that can get in through your skin into your blood. That's a really good point, because mushrooms, while they're very medicinal, are also very toxic. In fact, that's one of the reasons why you have to be careful with herbs and plant material, because the same medicines that can help heal disease can also kill you. So there's a toxicity always. Whenever it comes to drugs, there's always a toxicity associated with curative benefits. In fact, the word pharmaco in Greek actually means poison and also means cure. Kind of an interesting little thing to think about there. We're going to come back and take your calls on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey. We'll be back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program right after this break.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
Hey, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey sitting in for Dr. Wallach today and taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552 if you've got questions about health and nutrition, about dietary strategies or pharmaceutical drugs or herbal medicine. We're here to help you out if you've got questions about how to use the Youngevity line of nutritional supplements. They're the ones I take. They're the ones I recommend. And I'd love to help you understand how to use them. Give us a shout, 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552. What do you think? Should we take a call, Doug?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Well, let's head to Maryland, and Kathy, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Kathy.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hi, Ben. How are you?
What's
okay.
going on in Maryland? Where are you in Maryland, by the way?
I'm in Easton.
Easton, is
yeah,
that...
it's the Eastern Shore. It's Tick City here.
Okay, you eat a lot of blue crab out there?
Oh yeah, except for I wouldn't touch them because of the pollution in the bay and stuff.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, but guess what's happening? I don't want to take up airtime, but this is really not fun.
What's going on?
I'm very sick with Lyme disease.
Okay.
And Doc put me on a regimen in November.
Okay.
Brought out the big guns and. What's happening now is my liver I'm not going to put myself down, which I'm really good at.
Don't put yourself down.
Okay.
Bring yourself up.
Okay. I'm on the nicotine patch on 14 milligrams.
Okay.
And my liver enzymes right now are like 100, the ALT is 107.
Okay.
And I cut back on my tangy tangerine. I was meant to be doing an ounce. I'm like really skinny and stuff, and I also, because of the Lyme disease, it has affected my hypothalamus and the MSH.
So you're not sleeping well?
Oh, no, not at all. But,
okay.
But, and also the thing, if I ingest anything, I have one big hot flash and I'm 62 and okay. I'm sure, you know.
You're not smoking, I take it.
Oh, no.
Okay. And any prescription drugs?
Yes.
What do you want?
I know it. It's, and I'm trying to detox from this.
Are you on doxycycline?
No. Oh, no, but I did that whole regimen.
Okay.
I was on antibiotics for over a year.
So you're not on them any longer?
Oh, no.
Tell me what your prescription is. Which prescription drugs are you on?
I'm on Neurontin.
Okay. What else?
And it's killer, and I was on, and I took a half one because I don't want to come off it real fast last night. Clonazepam.
Okay. Both of which are very liver toxic, hepatotoxic, especially the Neurontin. Does the doctor who's giving you the Neurontin know about your liver enzymes?
Well, he just found out.
Okay. Yeah, they may need to take you off the Neurontin or reduce your dose. Neurontin is well known for being liver toxic.
Yes, and I've been on it for ages because I had like brain surgery in 95.
Okay.
Three aneurysms.
Well, let me give you a few ideas. I'm going to just give you a few ideas, ma'am, because there's a lot going on here. First of all, you need to start building up your liver. There's a couple things you want to do. First of all, and maybe run these by your doc actually and see what he thinks. There's a wonderful liver nutrient called NAC, and that stands for N-acetylcysteine. It's incredibly important for the liver, for anything that has to do with the liver. In fact, it's so important for the liver that it's actually kept in emergency rooms at hospitals for people who have liver poisoning. So NAC is something you want to think about. Mention it to your doctor. Also, alpha-lipoic acid is very helpful for the liver. And then you want to make absolutely sure that you're getting enough essential fatty acids. The ultimate EFA plus E is extremely important for you, for a lot of systems in the body, but especially for the liver. And then the B vitamins are also important. You'll find the B vitamins in the Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if I'd be backing off on the Tangy Tangerine if I were you, because you do need to get those nutrients. There's a couple other things. Selenium is also very important for the liver. And then you got to make sure that you're reducing your sugar load. I got to take a break. I hope that helped. And if you have any more questions, feel free to call us back, 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey. We're coming back on the CBS Radio Network right after this break.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc's onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Live the program, Pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey, and taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552. Before we go to our next caller, Doug, I wanted to mention for our last caller from Maryland, I think Judy from Maryland, you know, whenever you have any problems with the liver, you're going to have problems with the entire body because the liver processes so many nutrients. Protein is processed in the liver, fats are processed in the liver, sugars processed in the liver. So if you have liver problems, you have to not only make sure that you're taking care of your liver, but you're going to also want to make sure that you're taking care of several other systems, specifically the fatty part of the body. The liver produces bile, and bile is required for the absorption of fats. When you start to have liver disease, your fat absorption can be compromised, and that means not only making sure that you're getting enough longevity ultimate EFA plus E, but also making sure that you're getting enough vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. These fatty vitamins are important for the immune system and important for the structural system of the body. Vitamin K is important for the bloody part of the body, the blood, that is. And then vitamin E is important for brain health. So it's extremely important when you have liver dysfunction that you make sure that you're taking care of other systems in the body, especially fats, essential fatty acids, and fatty vitamins as well. So if you're listening, Judy, that's another thing that you might want to think about. Okay, let's see who's next on the line, Doug.
Let's head to Alabama, and Angie, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Angie.
Hi.
What's cooking?
I have a question. We have a 4-year-old daughter.
Okay.
And recently she's had to have some tests, and doctors have said that she has polycystic kidney disease.
Okay.
They say it's genetic. However, in either side of the family, we don't have any history of it.
Okay.
And they say there's nothing they can do.
Any issues with her weight?
No.
She's just normal? Everything
she's
looks normal.
Normal growth chart. She's normal. Hmm. Normal little 4-year-old.
Okay,
never
normal.
Had any problems.
What are her symptoms?
She didn't have any symptoms. She got sick, and we had to take her to the doctor. They found a urinary tract infection.
Okay.
And then she kept having trouble with her stomach, and they decided to do a CT to determine if there was some kind of stone, possibly.
Uh-huh. What do you describe problems with the stomach? What do you mean?
Well, she was having pain, and it ended up being that she was, her bowel was backed up.
She was constipated?
Yes.
So now, but they're thinking it's in the kidney, not in the bowels?
No, through the CT scan, it showed that her left kidney has 2 cysts. Her right kidney has so many cysts they couldn't count, and it's larger than the left.
But nothing with the intestine?
No.
The large intestine?
No.
Ah, interesting. Well, clearly something's not being processed through the digestive tract appropriately, especially considering the constipation. The cysts are going to be difficult to work with from a nutritional standpoint, but there's a couple things that you're going to want to do just to keep her healthy on a regular basis. And by the way, for your daughter, it's especially important that you pay close attention to her diet and to her nutrition. For everybody, it's important, but for your daughter, it's going to be especially important given the issues with her excretory system and perhaps her digestive system as well. Keeping her, making sure she's getting regular fiber is going to be very important. Can you, does she eat, there's nothing she can't eat and no problems that way?
No, she eats everything.
Okay. Keep off of dairy, by the way. Dairy's got, today, most dairy products have estrogen in them. Estrogen is a hormone that can cause cysts. So laying off the dairy is very important. It can also clog up her digestive tract as well. So keeping her off of estrogen, keeping her off of soy is also important because both soy and dairy products contain cyst-inducing hormones, specifically estrogen. Does that make sense, ma'am?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so soy and dairy, I'd be laying off of those. And then perhaps you may want to consider balancing out her estrogen levels. I'm not saying for sure her estrogen is high, but it could be because estrogen is associated with the growth of cysts. So essential fatty acids can be helpful for helping balance out estrogens. So make sure that she's getting enough EFAs, essential fatty acids. You can use the ultimate EFAs. And then there are certain foods that are anti-estrogenic. Cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, kale, cabbage, spinach. Actually, not spinach is not a cruciferous, but broccoli, kale, cauliflower. These are cruciferous vegetables, and as much of those cruciferous vegetables that you can give her, the better, and then she'll get her fiber as well. You can also give her wild catch fish can be helpful as an anti-estrogenic food too. Also, there's plant-derived estrogen inhibitors: passion flower, chamomile. Amia berries, which you could find at a health food store. All of these are plant-derived estrogen inhibitors, and those are things that can be helpful too. And then making sure that she's got enough B vitamins and vitamin C, the whole regular regimen, that's also important. You'll find those in the Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine. It's going to be tough to get rid of the cysts, but certainly you can prevent the growth of more by making sure that she's on a good nutritional supplement program, making sure she's not having the estrogenic substances, the soy and the dairy, and keeping her bowels regular. That's another way that the body eliminates estrogen is through the bowels. So making sure that she's regular by making sure she's getting enough fiber, that's also going to be very important, okay?
Okay.
good luck with that. Thanks
Thank
for calling.
You. Thank you
Thanks
so
for
much.
Being part of the show.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, that's a little bit tricky. But you know what? For not just for the last caller, but a lot of people have suffered from excess estrogen in this country, and you do want to be making sure that you're following what I call the anti-estrogenic diet. Not just for folks who think they're producing too much estrogen, but for all of us, because you know what, Doug? We're swimming in an ocean of estrogen in our culture. From everything,
you are so right.
Plastics and microwave plastics and plastic wrap, and not to mention soy and everything. And there's so much estrogen around. The first line of nutritional defense for an anti-estrogenic diet is always going to be cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, kale.
Does that help clear it out of your system?
Yes,
or
detoxifies it.
It does detoxify the estrogen out of the system.
It. And also, because estrogen is cleared out through bile and through the bowels, making sure your liver is functioning appropriately and making sure your bowels are functioning appropriately is also very important, as well as the herbs that we talked about. There's also foods that promote anti-estrogenic hormones, that is progesterone in women and testosterone in men. For example, avocado is a food that can promote anti-estrogenic hormones. Olives. And olive oil, cold-pressed olive oil, can help promote anti-estrogenic hormones, as well as we mentioned earlier.
Would that be ripe olives or green olives?
Ripe, either way, ripe olives or green olives. And,
really?
And then
one of my favorite foods, wild
fish. I love olives. I know. They're great. Great for everything. And avocados also work. Okay, let's see if we can squeeze another call in.
Let's head to Arkansas, and Becky, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Becky.
Hey, how are you?
What's up in Arkansas today?
Well, it looks like it might ice up pretty soon.
Ice in Arkansas?
Yeah. Northwest corner.
Oh, you're in the north part of Arkansas.
Yeah, in the northern.
All right. Well, how can we help you today, ma'am?
Well, for about 4 years, I've had a pain in on my left side, right under the ribs. And they did the
endoscopy?
Yeah, and a colonoscopy, and checked out that system, make sure there was nothing there. There was nothing.
Okay.
So they didn't know what it was, and they didn't do anything for me. So just recently, the doctor that I saw said that it's an inflammation of the cartilage in my rib cage.
Hmm.
And he recommended Aleve, a couple of those in the morning and a couple in the evening. But this could be kind of a long-term thing.
You don't want to be on Aleve for long-term.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Did it help when you took the Aleve?
Pardon?
Did the Aleve help at all?
I didn't start taking it because I wanted to find out if there was something else that would be better.
Well, if he's pretty sure it's an inflammatory issue, then let's work with anti-inflammatories, natural anti-inflammatories.
Okay.
And there's quite a few of those. First of all, one of the most effective natural anti-inflammatories is enzymes. Digestive enzymes, and that's true for any inflammatory pain, whether it's arthritis, whether it's migraine headache, whether it's inflamed cartilage, whatever. Digestive enzymes are a powerful way to treat inflammation, and they also have the side effect bonus of helping you with your digestion, of course. So making sure you got enough of these ultimate enzymes might be strategy number one. Essential fatty acids can help mobilize anti-inflammatory hormones in the body, so making sure you're getting enough essential fatty acids is also another good idea. The ultimate EFA plus E, and probably it's a good idea to take them with meals and with your digestive enzymes too. You also might want to consider, locally anyway, to put right on top of that area the CM cream. That sometimes helps with inflammation, or taking CM plus. That's a nice anti-inflammatory fat also. Why don't you stick with us through the break, and we'll talk about inflammatory pain. And we'll take your phone calls as well if you're listening at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. Pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey here. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Don't go away. We'll be back with more good health information right after this break.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
And welcome back to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, developer of the Youngevity line of nutritional supplements, and we're taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552. We do have a couple lines open and a few more minutes to talk to you, so now's the time to get on board if you've got any questions about health or prescription drugs or how to use the Youngevity line of nutritional supplements. We are here to help you out, and I believe we're still in Arkansas. Ma'am, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So, first of all, that's pretty clever of you to not want to go with the a leave route. And if the doctor told you you're going to be on a leave for the rest of your life, certainly there's a problem there. A leave can be helpful for short course treatment, but not necessarily for a lifelong treatment. So there are things that you could do for inflammation, especially in the cartilage. We talked about essential fats and CMO or acetylmyristoliate. I like that CMO cream and the CMO capsules a lot. I've seen some dramatic things, dramatic recoveries from that, usually with arthritis, but it may also help in your case as well. Did they tell you, you know about the pig pack, of course. Pig pack.
No, I really don't know anything about
okay,
it.
Okay, well then you may want to consider getting on the pig pack. That's got the glucosamine and chondroitin, which are wonderful ways to help rebuild cartilage. It may not necessarily help with the inflammation, but they're definitely wonderful for helping rebuild cartilage. Certainly, you probably have some cartilage damage there as a result of that inflammation. So that's something else to think about. Also, you know, copper is a tremendous mineral that's important for helping rebuild tissue. We don't often talk about copper. You always want to balance your copper with zinc, maybe 2 to 4 milligrams of copper a day, along with 50 milligrams of zinc. You'll find both of those in the Youngevity Ultimate Multi product. You'll also get some copper and zinc, of course, in the Tangy Tangerine or in the Ultimate Classic. You don't want to forget about your essential fats, which we mentioned earlier. Vitamin E is a really neat anti-inflammatory. You will get vitamin E in the Ultimate EFA plus E. So if you got on that, the Ultimate EFA plus E, not only would you be getting your essential fatty acids, which can help with inflammation, but you'd also get your vitamin E. Don't forget about vitamin C. Whenever you're rebuilding tissue, collagen tissue, cartilage tissue, whatever kind of tissue. Whenever you're rebuilding, you want to always make sure you're getting enough vitamin C. Vitamin C is one of those nutrients that we sometimes take for granted. It's hard to find vitamin C in a lot of foods because it's so unstable. Your best foods for vitamin C, of course, are going to be citrus, but cantaloupe and papaya, those are also good sources of vitamin C. Peppers are a good source of vitamin C. And you'll get absorbable vitamin C in the ultimate classic in tangy tangerine. And then, as we mentioned earlier, you don't want to forget about your bromelain, your digestive enzymes. You'll find that in the ultimate enzyme product as well. Okay, I hope that helps, ma'am.
I'll try those and see how
I do. You know what? I'll tell you what. If you got even on half of what we talked about, you'd be feeling a lot better, let alone if you've got on everything. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day in Arkansas.
You too.
Okay. Bye. Yeah, there's a lot of things you could do for inflammation, Doug, inflammation of any system, and you don't really have to feel like obligated to stay on anti-inflammatory drugs. In fact, I wouldn't even recommend that. You know, a lot of professional athletes take these anti-inflammatory drugs and end up with long-term kidney problems from that. Remember Alonzo Mourning?
I sure do.
Remember that? NBA basketball player, big guy. I think he's playing again, but he had to take a couple years off because he suffered kidney damage from taking Motrin.
It can happen.
Yeah.
Plenty of documented cases.
Taking anti-inflammatories on a regular basis. Yeah, there's no, you know, prescription drugs are over-the-counter drugs, and by the way, the only difference between an over-the-counter drug and a prescription drug is in terms of its potency. It's, a drug is a drug is a drug, and there are no good drugs.
Well, you know, the FDA just did increase, or actually were wanting to increase, and are talking about increasing the warning label on a lot of these over-the-counter pain relievers.
For the kidney?
Yeah, for kidney and liver problems. They were talking about acetaminophen and so ibuprofen and some of the others.
Acetaminophen is actually one of the leading causes, and aspirin, too, are one of the leading causes of liver toxicity and ultimately liver death or death due to liver toxicity in this country. They are far from inert, and they're far from benign. And there's no such thing as a benign drug. I mean, that's just the way they work. They're going to take care of they may take care of your bad back, but at what cost, especially when there aren't always nutritional strategies to make sure that you stay healthy. And that's what we're all about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. It's been great to be here with you for Doug Winfrey and Dr. Wallach and all the folks at the ZBS Radio Network. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, as always, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day, and we'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.